and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's a new week, and we're starting the week out with a killer show. First half of the show, we're going to have Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance on finally unveiling the new Andro series line that many of you have been waiting patiently to learn more about. Exciting stuff. We're talking about advanced delivery system and some of the strongest muscle building and fat burning agents in the world. And we're going to have Eric on in just a moment. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Joel Nathan on, and we're going to be talking about how to avoid harm or mitigate side effects that occur for those of you who are on a do-it-yourself hormone replacement therapy program. What I mean by that is maybe you didn't go to a doctor, but you're doing your 250 milligrams of testosterone cypionate a week that you're buying at an underground lab, and you're not going for blood work. What do you do to make sure that you're not doing damage to your body? That's going to be another good show, too. Well, many of you have been waiting patiently to hear Eric utter the words about the new Andro series line, and he is on with us right now, and gratefully that he's on, because the guy has been up for literally 2 days, finishing touches on the website. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, Carl.
Yeah, huh? You're pretty exhausted right now?
Yeah, I've been working with my two web developers the last 48 hours straight. We lost some critical data on Friday night of about 72 hours of work, and it wasn't backed up on the servers, so I was trying to make up for lost time the last couple days, so we're a little bit behind schedule right now.
But when you say behind schedule, the product is still being released. The problem is that the website was supposed to have been completed by now, and it's not, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of the content that we were going to put on the website got lost, and so we had to basically just recreate it.
All from scratch.
Yeah. So.
And there's a lesson to those of you who, like myself, who leisurely back your computers up as opposed to doing it with regularity. This is a good reason why you should always back your laptop up every day, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you backed it up? A couple days ago? Is that what the problem was?
Yeah, you know, we do it. Like every couple of days, it backs up to the server, but I was kind of on a work frenzy, and I wasn't really backing up my stuff, and so I got in trouble. It was my bad, so I paid the price, and here I am. I'm a little bit loopy right now. I feel like Christian Bale on The Machinist. I'm a little nauseated. And,
yeah. Okay.
You know, well, you don't sleep for a while.
Yeah. This will be painless. We'll get through this, okay? Because a lot of the stuff we're going to be talking about is second nature to you. Number one, number two. We have a ton of questions. People are tuning in specifically for this first half of the show today because everyone has been waiting patiently to understand what is going on with the Andro Series product line. This is an exciting product line because not only are you introducing some superior muscle-building agents, but also your delivery system is advanced beyond anyone else's delivery system out there. Is that a factual statement? Am I just going too far?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
No, you've got it right. Yep.
Okay. All right. First of all, let's start off with some questions. I mean, I have Danny Todd on Facebook who asked me to ask you if the grapefruit effects in the supplements, as well as just taking grapefruit, as you told people during one of our interviews, would that have an effect on exogenous thyroid hormone? So if you're taking, let's say, Synthroid or Cytomel, would that also increase the potency of the dose of that as well?
I would. Can I Google that real quick?
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
I, Yeah, I'm not sure with that drug in particular. I know that if you were to Google grapefruit juice drug interaction, that you could find a list of compounds. Off the top of my head, I don't think thyroid hormone is one of those drugs, though, that's metabolized by those enzymes.
Okay. But other drugs would. So if someone is taking one of your new Andro series products, which we're going to talk deeper about momentarily, they do have to worry about or be at least cognizant about its effects on other supplements and products that they could be taking, right?
Yeah, well, especially the most significant difference is going to be with statin-type drugs. There's some other benzodiazepine, different antiviral-type drugs. I mean, it's kind of a unique class of compounds that are affected by grapefruit. It's not, you know, most drugs like your standard ibuprofen-type stuff is not really affected by it. So.
Right. Okay. All right. We have lots of questions. Before we get into the questions, can we talk about the new Andro series, first of all? What products are being unveiled later today once the website is up?
Well, it's going to be the Andro Lean, the Andro Mass, and the Andro Hard. These are the Andro Hard is the new version. We had the liquid version previously. So this is, all these products are in the liquid soft gels now. They have the added benefit of the grapefruit interaction there to enhance the delivery. Delivery is quite a bit better than our previous generation of Liquivade, and now we're using esterified hormones. So we're going lymphatically with these hormones, and they're going to completely bypass the liver, so there is no breakdown there, at least on the first pass anyhow. And it's going to be a totally different ball game because of it. And it's almost as if you're just injecting the hormone straight into your bloodstream in this case.
Wow. That's pretty intense. Now, as far as Andro Lean goes, what is the active ingredient that you are delivering in such a high rate in Andro Lean?
It's a 7-oxo-DHEA, which is the thermogenic variety of DHEA. And then it's DHEA enanthate, which is just a standard DHEA with the ester there. It's a good combination of androgenic potency coming from the DHEA and thermogenic power coming from the 7-oxo.
Right.
So it's going to be a really good recomposition type product. Very low on the androgenic scale though, so it's going to be one of our more mild products for those guys.
Does that mean women can use it as well?
We spec'd it out, and it's equivalent to about 90 milligrams a week of injectable testosterone. So that's more than most women can handle as far as androgenic side effects go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you say most women, but the reality is that there are some female competitors out there who 90 milligrams a week of testosterone is not scary to. They could obviously use something like this in an off season if they wanted to.
I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
And obviously 7-oxo is also known as 7-keto-DHEA, has been tried and proven to be a powerful thermogenic accelerator, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And, it works well on its own, but one of the problems with it is that it tends to have some almost anti-androgenic and anti-anabolic effects if you use it by itself in high amounts. So we balance that with the 5-DHEA that has some of those androgenic and anabolic activities to it.
It's 5-DHEA, almost like the old 5-androdiol. This is a 5-DHEA, you say, right?
Yeah, it's basically just the standard DHEA. I refer to it as 5 like 4.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Eric Potratz about the new Andro series. We'll cover the other two products, and then we have lots of questions from listeners. We'll get to all your questions. I promise you, you're listening to Superhuman Radio. Go to primordialperformance.com to order your Andro series products today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Finally, a Bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick-change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow we'll be announcing both the December and January winners of the Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. I know who they are already, but you'll have to tune in tomorrow. Towards the end of the show, we'll have Jay Vollmer from Power Block on. We'll be making that announcement. We're talking today with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance. Finally, like waiting for Godot, the Andro series is here. Okay, so what's Andro Mass?
Well, that's the mass building formula, and what we're using in that is the 1-DHEA and the 4-DHEA, and we're using the enantate esters of both of those hormones. So again, this is going to be bypassing the liver. It's going to be a very high dose that's going to be reaching the bloodstream, and it's going to be really unlike anything that's on the market right now.
Now, what about people who say, well, DHEA converts to estrogen in men and testosterone in women? What would you say?
Well, the 1-DHEA can't convert to estrogen. It can't be aromatized. It can't interact with the aromatase enzyme. And the 4-DHEA is a lot less estrogenic than regular DHEA. It doesn't interact with the estrogen receptor directly like the regular DHEA can. So the formula was tailored to offer some, moderate level of estrogen, but to keep it in control.
Okay. And now lastly, Andro Hard, because we got a lot of questions from listeners that we have to get through. Tell the listeners what Andro Hard is and what it will do for them.
Well, Andro Hard is the androsterone. It's a pro-hormone to DHT, so it's going to have all the really powerful androgenic effects, the sex drive, the reduction of subcutaneous water, you know, helping with solidifying muscle gains and fat loss. So there it is. And I guess one of the most unique benefits with that product is that it's an anti-gyno formula. It can actually prevent and reverse gyno.
Hey, I need some of that, Eric.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
I have pretty bad gyno. Well, I shouldn't say pretty bad, but now that I've gotten really lean, it's very, very obvious. And I was actually thinking about going to get some work done. Maybe I'll try that first before I do anything else. All right, so now we know what the products are. Let's get to some of the questions. The first group of questions I'm going to read came from Anabolic Minds. This one is from Twisted. Is Andro Series just esterified versions of AMS 4AD, AMS Decavol, androsterone, and 7-Keto DHEA?
Essentially, it is. Yeah, it's the same hormones with an ester attached to them. So, I believe we're using a much higher dose than those products as well, and in a better delivery system. So, you know, it's comparing apples and oranges, even though the same base hormone is the same.
Okay. All right. This one is from Jay Ice. Is opioid modulation with naltrexone, which is becoming a very popular pharmaceutical, by the way, to keep test levels running while on the Andro Series?
You know, I wrote that article on naltrexone about 5 years ago, and I still actually get a lot of questions on it. It was kind of more of a theoretical piece. You know, if people are trying to keep their gonadotropins pumping during the cycle, they're better off probably just using HCG or maybe one of the new gonadotropin antagonists like treptorelin or something like that. I think that the naltrexone is limited in its use as far as its potency and ability to really keep the testes active during a cycle. So.
Okay. This one is from JBry101B, it looks like. If I got your name wrong, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can take to prevent the conversion, prevent the converted 4-androstenedione/diol from converting back into 4-DHEA or some other inactive metabolite?
There are some flavonoids that will influence the metabolic pathways there, but if you are inhibiting the conversion going back to DHEA, then you're likely inhibiting the conversion going towards DHEA. So it would be kind of like taking a step forward and then a step back.
Yeah, you're getting no results at all. No net results, right?
Right, and you know, in our equivalency calculations, we've kind of already factored that. And I don't know if I mentioned those already, but with the Andro mass, we're saying it's equivalent to 428 milligrams a week of injectable testosterone enanthate. Then the Andro Hard is equivalent to 191 milligrams of injectable DHT enanthate, and the Andro Lean is equivalent to about 90 milligrams a week.
And these are dosed daily, correct? Because this stuff hits you and disappears because of the effects of the grapefruit extracts that are in it, right?
Well, as far as it being like relatively fast acting.
Yeah, because it's not a depot. It's not like you're in the. When we talk about enanthate, we think of an 18-day curve where it hits you and then it keeps and it works for a while. This you got to take it daily. Okay. All right.
All right.
Here's a question from the Dark Half. How will these compounds measure up to the other pro-steroid products on the market today? Probably meaning like Decadrol and Superdrol and all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, those methylated compounds kind of seem to be what's popular right now. You know, again, I think it's really comparing apples and oranges. Those compounds tend to have a lot of toxic side effects, and you're not going to have any of those type of toxic effects with these hormones that we're using in the Andro Series. None of these compounds are methylated, so none of them are going to have liver stress.
Answered his follow-up question. He asked about the strain on it. So these are not hepatic strainers at all?
Not at all, no. They've done studies with oral esterified steroids for 10 years, and they haven't seen any negative effects on the liver. because you know, one of the most popular esterified drugs is Androyl with you know the testosterone preparation.
Right. So. While we covered DGA3's primary question, he does ask about stacking. Do you recommend stacking these? I mean, should somebody just take all three and get, you know, hard, lean, and one is a hardening agent, one is building muscle, and one is leaning. Can you just stack them all three?
Yeah, you definitely could. You know, I think it would be smart to try to tailor towards what you want by, you know, sort of bringing the dose up and down depending on what you're looking for. You know, just using the max dose of all three products, I don't think would really be the most efficient thing. But they can certainly
experiment with it.
More or less. You know, if you're looking for more of an androgenic effect, you can bump your andro hard dose up and bring your andro lean dose down. Or
here's one from Blue Rockin. This is really a good one. Is there a length of cycle recommended? And what about PCT?
Well, the longest cycle we recommend is 6 weeks. If you go longer than that, then you have to start using things like HCG during the cycle, and PCT gets more complicated. So,
what about a guy like me? I'm on hormone replacement therapy, 250 milligrams of testosterone enanthate a week for the past several years, and I want to use AndroHard. Do I have to worry about coming off of it?
Well, no, you're in a separate class, you know, because you don't have to worry about recovery and PCT. So.
I'm cool, in other words, right?
You're cool. You can use as many steroids as you want, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, in that case, if you wanted to use the products for a TRT purpose, you could do that, and you could use them indefinitely.
Okay.
But they should
consider PCT at the end of 6 weeks, obviously.
Yeah, they should.
Do you have a PCT product, Eric?
Yeah, it's the testosterone recovery stack, and we're now recommending that people use that with our new TCF1 testosterone conversion factor.
Right.
So you know that's the best stack we offer for PCT.
Any ancillaries recommended? You know, aromatase inhibitors or DHT management type products. Jay Dollars asked this question. I'd like to use the DHT product, but I don't want to lose any hair.
Well, then you probably shouldn't use a DHT product. In that case, we would recommend something like the AndroLean if you're trying to get that, you know, that type of effect. And really none of our products, I would say, require an aromatase inhibitor. We've dialed them in so they can be balanced appropriately just in and of themselves.
What do you think comparatively? Lou Links puts this one. Compare the old AndroHard to the new Andro series AndroHard.
You know, we did a calculation on that. I'm trying to remember the numbers we came up with. I think it was something close to maybe about five times the amount of active steroid being delivered into the body. And it was about almost three times more cost-effective. So the new formula is going to be more cost-effective.
Obviously, these will have an HPT disruptive effect because they're strong and they're getting into your system. Would you recommend using these as a bridging agent? Jason wants to know that.
Well, if his cycle is a gram a week of test and a bunch of methylated orals, then yeah, I mean, these would be considered mild in that regard, and they could be used for a bridge. I think bridging doesn't really have a place in most people's cycles these days, though. It's mostly for those really hardcore guys that are on, you know, for their entire lives.
Like me.
And they just need to, yeah, they want to just kind of
I'm hardcore, Eric. The dark half had another good follow-up question, too, about using these with methylated steroids. Is there any additional consideration? But I would imagine no, because you said that this produces no hepatic stress whatsoever.
Right. So it's basically just, you know, like your base hormone. If, you know, you're doing like a 400 or 500 milligram a week test injection, you can pretty much stack that with anything, any methylated compound or pro steroid or whatever.
Could somebody run this stuff for all year long if they did 6 weeks on, 6 weeks off?
I suppose. I like to recommend a little more time off than that, you know, about one-third of the year being on. But, yeah, that's just my personal recommendation.
Are there any other effects of on enzymatic metabolism in the body from using these products other than increasing the delivery of these products? Actually, Sign Y Sam, I know I probably butchered your name. Anything to be concerned about?
As far as effects on enzymes?
Yeah, the effects on enzyme metabolism. Obviously, these change the landscape of the liver slightly to make these products get into the bloodstream more readily. Are there any other concerns or considerations?
Well, no. The ester is harmless to the body. I mean, once the ester gets into the blood, it's removed, and then it's just a freely floating fatty acid. So there's really no toxic effects or anything there to be worried about.
I think we kind of answered T-Bone's question already about its effects on thousands of other over-the-counter and prescription drugs. There are some drugs, and you can probably find this out even by going to, like, WebMD. I would say drugs that interact with grapefruit, because elderly people need to know about that. A lot of blood pressure medicines, I think certain ACE inhibitors are amplified. So you can probably get that information by going to a more traditional website and posting that question. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your questions. I'm not even doing the interview today. All the board members are doing the interview. We're talking with Eric Potratz about the new Andro series. Primordial Performance is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio. Superhuman Radio sells nothing. If you like the show, patronize the sponsors. Spend a buck. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best price and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Your radio just got ripped.
It's Superhuman Radio.
Many of you know that I used to have a peptide manufacturer advertising on the show, and when he went away, I refrained from inviting any because peptides are one of those things that you question whether or not you're getting good stuff. Well, I've found a new peptide manufacturer you're going to hear advertising very shortly on Supreme Radio. This stuff is legit. You know, I am very choosy about what I put in my body. And, well, at least I was. I am now. I wasn't when I was a kid. But keep your ears peeled because we have a new peptide manufacturer coming aboard. And prices are amazing on top of everything else. We're talking with Eric Potratz about the new Andro series. You've been waiting patiently. It's here. Break out the checkbook and start ordering some. All right, we have lots of questions to get through here, Eric. We're going to go ahead and we got a couple more questions from the folks over at Anabolic Minds. Drug testing, can these be detected? I got to imagine that these are going to raise hormone levels to detectable levels, right?
Yeah, in the NCAA or some high-level organization like that, they would. But in just like a typical pre-employment drug screen test, they wouldn't cause any problems there, unless it's for some government-type job. Or
what about, this is from Bikes Wim Love. I don't know. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your names. But anyway, what's the half-life of these products? Obviously, these are designed to get into the bloodstream quickly, even though they're esterified. How long do they last?
They're going to behave pretty closely to a normal oral as far as clearing out of the system within a day or two.
So you don't have to dose it twice a day, in other words?
Well, it would be a good idea, yeah, because your levels are going to peak pretty quick, and they are going to drop down within about 10 hours, 12 hours or so.
So it's wise to do half of your dose in the morning and half of your dose later in the day, you're thinking?
Right. So it would be like three soft gels in the morning and then three soft gels 6 hours later. We're actually, if you follow this particular dosing regimen, you could sort of mimic the circadian rhythm and actually hit your lowest point in the middle of the night and get your luteinizing hormone spike, which would keep your testes functioning, and that would actually make PCT go much smoother and limit the suppression on the cycle.
This question comes from what the FA from Pro Hormone Forum, and he said, how many bottles of each are needed for a six-week cycle?
Well, if you're stacking two products, then I would say just one bottle of each.
Okay. But what if you're just doing one? Let's say I just want to do Andro Hard.
You could probably squeeze a decent six-week cycle out of one bottle, but the recommended full dose is for a four-week cycle.
This is from the board Steroidology. This is Big Kev Chris. How is the upcoming hormonal supplement ban going to affect these products? Good question.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to see any problem with these products. I mean, these are all DSHEA compliant, and they're definitely not on the chopping block as far as I can see.
And the reality is the DHEA is one of those that continues to get protected by the anti-aging community. So, they're fighting that fight on your behalf more than anybody else. This question actually came to me in an email from a friend of the show. Many of you know him on the boards as Professor Dr. Andro. He's in Germany. And he emailed me about something unrelated and then said, before I forget, tell Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance that he has to work out another way of distributing his products here in Europe. As far as I know, Primordial Performance has an exclusive contract with a single British supplement company, and they almost charge the dollar price in British pounds, meaning they effectively double the price. In case Eric intends to really push his products in Europe, he would be better off contacting all major retailers. Plus, then I would finally be able to afford some of Primordial Performance's products. Are you going to put an emphasis on distribution into Europe?
That's a tough one. I'm not sure if I can answer that right now. I know we do have a deal with a certain distributor over there, and we've agreed not to distribute to others. So,
Is there anything you can do with that distributor to maybe have them kind of rein in pricing just a little bit and be – because it's true. You know, the pound is worth like $1.60. You know, so in other words, if you're selling something for $50 and they sell it for 50 pounds, you're basically paying, you know, 150% of the price.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what they're charging over there. It would be tough to say. I know all the customs duties, importation fees, and all that gets pretty expensive.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. Obviously, that has to be taken into consideration as well. But, you know, for that group that's listening out there, if you are listening to this show, you may end up making up in volume what you may be losing right now in sales, because there are more people out there who obviously want the stuff but don't want to spend that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was the majority of the questions. I'm looking on Facebook right now to see anyone else has posted anything new, and I don't see anything. Okay, so basically the main ingredients of these products are DHEA, different forms of DHEA basically, right, and androsterone.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the real magic becomes the delivery system. Are you concerned in any way, shape, or form that your delivery system may become something noticed by the government?
No. I mean, nothing that would cause a problem for us, I don't think.
Because it's grapefruit, right?
Well, yeah, it's a combination of different fatty esters that create the hormonal solution that disperses in an aqueous environment. I mean,
those esters are not illegal in and of themselves, obviously. So that's not the issue, and really the delivery system could not be seen as a drug delivery system unless they decided to take grapefruit off the market.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do use this technology in pharmaceutical drugs, though. It's called self-emulsifying drug delivery.
Really.
Yeah, it's essentially where you take an oil-soluble drug and you dissolve it in surfactant oil base, and then it allows it to absorb better in the body.
Let's say I wanted to use the AndroHard product, but I am concerned about overproduction of DHT. Could I just take half the dose, you think?
No, definitely. Yeah, it's more than potent to allow for that. I think, in fact, the full dose is probably going to be more androgenic power than most people are used to.
I mean, I did not start shedding hair until I was doing 2,000 milligrams a week of testosterone cypionate. That's when I started noticing shedding. So would you say that I am DHT sensitive, or would you say at that high dose most people would shed?
Did you say 200 milligrams
a
week?
No, 2,000, 2 grams a week.
Oh, 2 grams a week. Yeah, that's, I mean, at least you're still alive. That's good.
I didn't notice. You know what? That's the funny thing. Everybody was like, yeah. I actually, at the time of the Olympia, I made a very stupid mistake. I did 2 grams of testosterone a week combined with a roughly 750 milligrams of decadurabolin a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that high of testosterone would have mitigated any of the libido changes from the DECA, but it didn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, but your estrogen, everything's just going to be so off the chart.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just going to be so skewed at that level. So.
Yeah. But I felt great. I had no blood pressure issues. I mean, I really, really felt great. I don't know. Everybody told me, oh, that's, you know, you're stupid. Don't do that. I was like, I didn't feel bad. I did it for about 3 weeks, and I felt fine.
Well, that's the thing with hormones is you can push them pretty high and not notice really any negative effects because the body's used to metabolizing high levels of hormones. So,
but with that being said, I did not notice shedding until I was at 2 grams a week. Would you say that I am I have a high DHT sensitivity or not?
Well, you have a full head of hair, don't you, Carl?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think so. No, I mean, if you're, you know, if you hit the age of 30 and you haven't started showing signs of receding, then I don't think you're really sensitive to androgenic hair.
Yeah, I didn't start getting a receding hairline until I hit 50. That's when it started receding for me.
Yeah, so you'd be safe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to try the AndroHard. I'd like a little extra DHT in my body, I think, and to see what that will do for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about delivery because we're going to go into a break in a minute and then we'll come back. You know what? Let's do this instead. I want to talk more about people who are actually interested in ordering, what the process for ordering. This is obviously a pre-sale, correct, right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, we're talking with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance. We're going to get to the bottom of how you can get your hands on the new Andro series. I know I want some. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MikeMahler.com.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world, dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest, Eric Potratz, we're talking about the new Andro series. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Joel Nathan on, and we're going to be talking about DIY HRT, when you do it yourself, when you prescribe your own testosterone or other hormones, how do you mitigate harm from your body? Okay, so Eric, everyone has been waiting for these products. Are they available right now? Can I order them and get them right now?
Well, not this minute, and you know, I'm disappointed because we're running behind right now. But the goal is to get it done by today so people can get their pre-orders in, because I know there's been some people that have been waiting 3, 4, or 5 months to get their order in on these products.
Is it just a matter of the website that's hanging things up right now, or is there?
Yeah, well, there's been some, you know, there was the data and some technical difficulties, and you know, we're doing a whole website migration into a new e-commerce site that has some new features on it. So, it's a number of things.
So theoretically, sometime today, people will be able to go to the website and order this product or these products.
Yeah, and if not today, then definitely tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, this has been a really long road for you, hasn't it, this particular product launch?
Yeah, the powers to be don't want me to release this product.
Do you think the universe is working against you, or is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry you feel that way. You know what? This is probably going to be your finest hour, I predict, with this. I mean, I know you for a long time, and I know that you take this very, very seriously. When you introduce a new product line, you take it very, very seriously. And you are not clearly... I think a lot of other people may have said, look, the raw materials didn't work out this time, but we need to launch, so let's go ahead and launch, and we'll get this other stuff straightened out later. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people would have done that, because clearly this has caused you a great deal of financial distress to have to hold back on the product launch, right?
Yeah, that's true. It has.
So anyway, I think that it's honorable what you've done, and I really do believe that you've got something great going on here. You not only have some novel products, but you have tapped into a new delivery system. And I have a funny feeling that there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to be copying you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think they'll try. I guess we'll see, though.
Do you already have a next generation?
Well, we do have some things we're working on. Estrified hormones have a pretty unique potential in that there's some research suggesting that depending on the ester you attach, you can actually target specific effects by biological targeting. So,
yeah, very cool. So if people wanted to start ordering this stuff, assuming the website is complete and up and running later today, what are we looking at pricing-wise?
Well, if they get in on the pre-order, they're going to save 20%. The Andro Lean is going to be $79.95. The Andro Hard is going to be $129.95. And the Andro Mass is going to be the most expensive product we've ever released at
$199.95. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's expensive. But obviously, you would not be asking these prices if it wasn't as novel as it is.
Yeah, and I think people would be very surprised at the cost of these products. They're definitely the most expensive products we've ever produced. So I mean, this isn't us trying to get by a fast one, you know, by gouging the customers or anything like that.
Right, right.
They're just, you know, the materials, the technology is expensive. It's tough to run a safe legal steroid these days.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is there's not a lot of products on the market that are safe, that are they're tested and proven. You know, if you buy something on the supplement market, you're going to get something like Superdrol, you know, something very toxic. And so,
how toxic is Superdrol?
It's pretty toxic. You can't really use it any longer than 3 or 4 weeks without getting some sort of cholestatic event, some jamming up of the liver with bile backup. And so, I mean, there's a reason it was never released as a pharmaceutical. It was just too toxic in the preliminary studies they did with the animals.
Well, didn't Pat Arnold write an article about Superdrol that it was actually dangerous for your heart?
I don't know. I mean, I think I read something of his once on it, and you know, I think he mentioned it made him feel like he got hit like a truck or hit by a truck or something, because it raises blood pressure so quickly and it causes nosebleeds. And
is Superdrol more toxic than the old methyl 1 test?
I would say it's probably pretty close. I mean, there's like 5 or 6 documented cases in PubMed for Superdrol for liver failure.
Really?
And then, subsequent kidney failure because of the liver failure. So, and then, you know, this is from 6 weeks of use. So, it's not. I wouldn't say.
The only thing that reminds me of is methyl trienolone, which was a oral version of trenbolone, which everybody tried to capitalize on methyl dianolone, but it just never seemed to live up to the snuff. If you remember that, those were the days that I think you and I were just board posters on Caleb Stone's forum. What was that back in the day before it was
Avant Labs or something?
Yeah, Avant Labs. Yeah, it was very popular. But anyway, okay, so people can order, and if they order today, once the website is up, how long before they actually get delivery?
They're scheduled out. Andro Lean's going to be the first product to come in about 2 weeks, and then Andro Hard about a week after that, and Andro Mass about a week after that. So if you order all three products, it won't ship until everything gets here.
So if I order, which one will ship first, you said?
Andro Lean.
Okay.
It'll be shipping in a couple weeks.
Okay, so if I ordered that today, it'll go out in a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other ones are like a week after each of those?
Exactly, right.
Yeah, okay. And then once the initial pre-sale is over, then everything will be in stock and readily available.
Well, I hope so. I mean, this initial stock that we're getting in is only 1,000 bottles of each product. So, I mean, we could move through that in the first day of the pre-sale, you know, if it kicks off really well, and then it could be even a longer wait. So we could be backordered on this for quite some time.
Right. Yeah. So people better, if you really want it, you better get on board with it now and wait for the stuff to come in, I guess, basically is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Are you excited? I know you're exhausted. I know that this you actually, people don't realize this, but minutes before the interview, you actually said to me, I feel like I'm going to vomit. I don't think I can do this interview. And I said, Eric, you have no choice. We had, at that point in time, we had like close to 200 listeners already online. And I have to tell you, we've had a record number of listeners. I haven't looked all together, but I think we actually went past 540 listeners for this segment of the show, which is, probably one of the most for a live show that I've done at this time of day. So everybody really wanted to know about these products. And I also noticed that we may have crashed our server for a second, and some of you may have lost coming during the commercial break, but not the important stuff. We may have lost our link to the internet, but that's been solved. Anyway, how do you feel right now, now that it's almost done? Is this like I'm going to take a week off now and go to sleep?
Well, I want to, but they're still not up. So, I mean, I apologize too for not being, a little more with it in the brain right now. We've been working on web programming for the last 48 hours straight. So,
yeah, I'm a little disappointed in you, Eric. You're usually a little bit more lively, and you usually pay me more compliments. I'm kind of sad, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate all the compliments you give us. So
there you go.
There you go.
All right, well, listen, go to primordialperformance.com today and order your Andro Series products, Andro Hard, Andro Mass, Andro Lean, be part of the new generation of muscle builders and fat burners from a company that only introduces original products. I have to say that. You know, piggyback products here at Primordial Performance. Eric is always looking for the next generation. Back in the day, he was introducing topicals that are still very popular today if you can get them. And now he has these new oral delivery products that are going to surpass products that are out there, in my opinion, that people are using to build muscle and burn fat. So go to primordialperformance.com today. Did we cover all the questions you wanted? Is there anything that we missed, Eric? I know that we're coming to the, like, we have 2 minutes before we end the interview.
That was it. The only thing I guess I could add is that we're doing a bulk discount. If you order six or more, you get 30% off. So if you have a bunch of buddies that want to get in on it, you can save some pretty decent money.
Okay. And obviously these are some expensive products, but they deliver. You sell blood tests on your website, which I think is very brave. I don't think that most companies that sell hormonal activators and hormonal products want people to even know if this stuff is working, but you actually have blood work on. People can order tests on your website if they're using these products, right?
Yeah, they can. And actually, one thing I did forget to mention, we just started a 28-day payment program where you can pay one-third of the invoice at the time of purchase, and then a third 14 days later, and then another third 14 days after that.
Oh, my God, you're like Home Shopping Club now.
Yeah, so you can get your stack of all three products, and we'll kind of halfway finance you, you know, with a 28-day payment plan. So
that's very cool. Does that have to be credit card, or could it be check, or how do you do that?
Yeah, you just choose a credit card that you want the payments to automatically come out on. There's no credit check or anything like that. It's just an in-house thing that we're doing.
Very cool. Very, very cool. All right, well, look, I want to thank you, first of all, for breaking the news on my show, and I will have this interview to you later today, quickly, so that you can put it up on the boards, because there's lots of great information on here. I want to thank the board members for supplying the questions that made my life easier and made me sound intelligent. And, of course, I want to thank Primordial Performance for continuing to be a sponsor, one of the longest-running sponsors that we've had on Superhuman Radio. And thank you for that, Eric.
Thank you, Carl.
And get some rest, okay?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you.
Goodbye.
All right, so now when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Joel Nathan on. If you are a DIY HRT guy, you're dosing your own testosterone, you're using your own aromatase inhibitors, you haven't been to a doctor, we're going to be talking about mitigating damage to your body, what you need to know. Stay tuned, only on Superhuman Radio. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
LG Sciences pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by bestrecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're going to want to tune in tomorrow when we announce the December and January winners of the Power Block Quick Change Dumbbells. Don't miss that show. It could be you. I know who the winners are already. I'm not telling. Not till tomorrow. Okay, my guest has been on the show before. We've talked about hormone replacement therapy as it relates to addiction. And he is Dr. Joel Nathan. And his practice is called Evolve Medical Services in New York. How you doing, Dr. Nathan?
Hey, Carl. Thanks for having me back on. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Okay, so this is really an important show, and I have to tell you why. I myself started out as a DIY HRT guy. Back in the day, before I actually went to a physician, I had to make peace with the fact that my body was not 26 any longer. It wasn't producing testosterone the way it was supposed to. And I was going to have to probably get on testosterone on my own. I started out by experimenting with black market testosterone to see how it made me feel. And sure enough, it helped me. And that's how I knew I needed to move forward and get with a doctor. I would have to imagine that a large majority of individuals out there, and I'm not talking about just guys that are like my age, 50, you could be in your 30s and you're using hormone replacement therapy of your own, perhaps to optimize your hormones for sports or to look better. And you're not doing the work that a doctor would do. You're not looking at the blood work. You're not looking at the symptoms. You're basically shooting in the dark, no pun intended. And so we're going to be talking about you guys out there who are DIY HRT guys, how to understand and mitigate the damage to your body. So how many, and now you spend a lot of time on the boards, Dr. Nathan, correct?
Yes, I do.
And in your experience, is this a small group of people, or would you say there's potentially millions of guys out there on DIY HRT today?
There are millions of guys, according to the questions I get, I say, on rxmuscle.com.
Okay. And so what are these guys taking? Are they older guys like me who just don't want to go to the doctor? They rather just not have their insurance company involved. They don't want anybody to know. And they're using the quote unquote, clinical doses of 200 to 250 milligrams of testosterone, maybe cypionate or enanthate a week. Or are these guys, using polypharmaceutical approaches? They're stacking things. They're using aromatase inhibitors and so on and so forth.
Not only polypharmaceutical, but 18 and above. 18, and then I also work on the master's forum. So you're getting everything from an 18 to a 15-year-old on their first cycle who say they want help versus someone who's been on this for quite a while and has some concerns about the safety.
Now, anybody 18 years old using any type of hormone is being reckless, in my opinion. You don't have to use that stuff at that age. You're already producing the types of hormones. If you just train hard, eat right, and sleep, you'll put on adequate amounts of muscle. And you're really setting a stage to challenge your endocrine system for the rest of your life. Do you think that's too strong of a statement?
Not at all. In fact, that's why you see a lot of bodybuilders who are very short, because it closes the epiphyseal plates, so they're not as tall as they need to be. Fertility is also a concern, as well as the thickness of their blood. It can sludge from high doses of testosterone. They're not being monitored.
What do you have to do? Phlebotomize somebody like that when their viscosity and their blood changes because of the erythropoietic effect?
Yes, or they can donate a pint of blood. Yes,
and I've done shows on that. I recommend men, all men. I don't care how old you are, all men, go and give blood at least once every other month, especially if you're using, because never mind the fact of the blood thinning effects, but we know that men accumulate metals and minerals at a higher rate than women do because they go through menstrual cycles once a month and they give some of it up. And there is some linkage to the iron and inflammation in your cells.
Yes, there is. I do check ferritin levels as well as the blood count in all my patients. And you can find elevated ferritin levels,
so,
which is the iron stores.
Let's go back to the things that happen with guys who are on their own forms of hormone replacement therapy. First of all, how much of a concern is the black market testosterone as far as its purity, Forget about its dosing, that it could be underdosed or overdosed, contaminants and that sort of thing.
Well, the first concern is the vial that it comes in sterile? Is it leaky? Is it a counterfeit? There can be heavy metals in the steroids that you can get on the black market. If someone wants to see if it's a real steroid, if it's really there, they don't actually have to go to see if it's analyzed. They can just go get their own.
Right. You broke up there. You said they don't have to get it to analyze. They can go get what?
They'll just get their blood tests and see how their levels are. They can tell by going to the lab, testosterone levels checked.
Okay, okay. Now, what about the when they start using other things besides testosterone? Now they're using DECA, they're using boldenone, and some of these other exotic esters like trenbolone. Do the problems become even more pronounced then?
Well, the concern is, yes, more concerned with also behavioral issues with trenbolone and being very aggressive. So you do have that added concern.
You really believe that? I don't buy that.
Some people say if you were not aggressive beforehand, you're not aggressive after. But I see people using Tren in prep, and of course, when you're in prep, you're going to be a little bit ornery anyway. So maybe it's the time element of when they're taking.
I have an opinion on this, and I do agree that if you're not a jerk beforehand, you will not be a jerk after using any of these types of products, any more than if you were a jerk before a six-pack of beer versus after a six-pack of beer. But I will say this. Tren is a very powerful progestin, and as such, it really screws with blood sugar levels. And what happens is, in my humble opinion, and I'm not a physician like you, but this is my own anecdotal research and so on, that when you use a drug like Trenbolone, it can cause periodic hypoglycemic episodes. And when people become hypoglycemic, they overreact to things because it precipitates an anxiety feeling in you. And you tend to become wilder mood swings. What would you say to that statement?
That's correct. As the glucose dips, your adrenaline goes up. The other thing with the Tren, because it is a veterinary steroid, is that sometimes people make it by crushing pellets. So you're also ingesting the glue in this thing called Tren cloth. That some people can get. Tren also, as far as I know, comes in a powder, so you don't have to crush off the pellets. But they can actually, if they crush off the pellets, there can actually be glue that you'd be injecting in your butt.
Well, you shouldn't be. If you're liberating the hormone properly from the pellets using a solvent and then allowing the solvent to completely and filtering it like through a Wattman filter a few times and then allowing the solvent to completely evaporate, the only thing that should be left behind is the pure hormone. But you're right. There are actually people out there who just crush the pellets up and throw it in DMSO and rub that on.
Yes.
And that's dangerous, obviously. Okay. So what are the problems that you see most often with guys that are doing DIY HRT? Is it blood pressure? What is it?
Well, first, it's this sterility. Are they actually taking an alcohol swab and swabbing the top of the bottle? Sometimes these come in sachets, and once they puncture that sachet, is open to the air. So are they keeping it sterile? The other thing is the proper injection techniques, which you can see on the web. Are they pulling back on the syringe to see if they're in a vein or an artery before they inject? So the injection site is important. And then as far as on their blood work, did you see, let's say, a normal testosterone for a 30-year-old, or you would say a 35-year-old should be between 250 and 1,000? I've seen people who go up to 3,000.
Right. Nanograms a deciliter.
Yes.
But you know what? If you look at some of the research by Bashin, where he actually did some research using 600 milligrams of testosterone enanthate a week with men, I believe they were 45 years old to 60 years old. And after 12 weeks, they looked at blood work throughout the period, and nothing. I guess they said it was unremarkable, the changes in lipids and so on. So
that's very surprising. Now, to get the proper testosterone level, once you get a trough, so if someone's using, say, testosterone cypionate once every 7 days, one would take the level on the day of the testosterone injection before the injection. But a lot of guys don't know that, and so we have to ask them when you get a level when they actually did the injection with respect to the test.
Right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for Dr. Nathan, post it on my Facebook. If you're not a friend already, go to Facebook and friend me,
Carl Lanore, L-A-N-O-R-E, or you can email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. If you get it to me quickly, I'll ask the question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Joel Nathan from Evolve Medical Services. You can visit his website at evolve-medical.com. Okay, yep. So let's talk about a couple things real quick. Complete blood panel, CBC. How important is it if you're on HRT?
Every 3 months. Okay. It's important because you look at the hemoglobin, hematocrit, look for thickening of the blood. So that's the main thing.
And the DIY guy can do DIY testing too, right?
Yes, there's companies you can look for on the web to do that, and they'll have a blood panel that you can order. In the state of New York, you actually have to have the blood drawn still in a doctor's office, but you can bring in, you can send in the vials. In other states, you can just go to any place and send your blood in.
I mean, Life Extension Foundation has one. ZRT has blood spot testing that's pretty accurate. I'm not a big believer in saliva testing.
Correct.
I mean, if you want to try saliva testing, it's a shot in the dark. If things don't look right, I wouldn't bet on it. I would say go get real blood work done to truly understand where you are. What What about hormone, just the actual hormone panel? If a guy is using testosterone, should he be looking at testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, everything, or just testosterone?
No, everything. They want to look at free and total testosterone. They want to look at estradiol because the testosterone is changed into estrogen in the fat cells. They want to look into DHT, dihydrotestosterone, and cause baldness and prostate enlargement. And so it's much more than just the testosterone levels.
What do you find is the number one symptom that guys are suffering from that they're ignoring?
Oh, gynecomastia, bitch tits.
Really?
It can just be a sensitivity of the nipple. That's it. And these people are not taking the Novadex, or some people take Arimidex. Aromatase inhibitor, but that's an issue, and the blood count goes up. That's the other thing I really see is happening. Liver function tests aren't going up. They're usually pretty stable, thank goodness, on injectables. Orals are a different matter.
What are the symptoms of when hematocrit becomes when it becomes high?
Well, you could get a reddish face, but there's really no symptoms.
Yeah.
I know someone who actually got a blood clot in his arm. He's an older, 54, he's younger than me, but 54. He got a blood clot in his arm, probably because he wasn't being tested.
Okay, so when hematocrit goes up, it does change the hemodynamics that the heart responds to, correct? Can't enlargement of the heart occur as a response to very, very thick blood?
Yes, but also it can if someone's on very high doses of human growth hormone. But yes, it can.
What are high doses? Quantify.
The average HRT patient is on one unit of growth hormone. I have my patient on Monday through Friday.
Right, but two is not considered high. I mean,
well, there's current thoughts of the concerns of HGH. Many states are really cracking down on it, so. In age management, on the lower side, but if they do take two a day, it should be okay.
Okay. So with that being said, what are your opinions of ghrelin type products like GHRP2 and GHRP6 as opposed to Frank growth hormone injections?
Well, we're waiting for that to come out for the general public, including the IGF-1. One can buy these at a peptide company. And they do work. The IGF-1 will increase satellite cells. You're actually getting more muscle that you keep. They're going to be talking this at the Age Management Conference in April, the IGF-1. I really can't wait for it to come out to try on patients.
You know, there's two really good studies that show that GHRP actually has some cardiac remodeling and cardiac protective value. That there was one study that showed that administering GHRP6 during ischemia reperfusion actually mitigated some of the damage, the long-term damage to the heart. Have you seen any of that?
I have not, but I always respect your knowledge.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Do.
You're the one person.
I'm the only one. Me and Aaron, probably. But anyway, go ahead.
There you go. All right. So, but you are a fan of the peptides as opposed to Frank growth hormone injections?
Well, I think the peptides. You know, the peptides are going to be the way to go.
Yeah.
But for now, growth hormone is the legal way to go that I can say that the state of New York will not cause me any problems.
Right.
Monitor
okay.
For
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, with that being said, what are the types of growth hormone doses that you see by men who are doing their own HRT?
A practice that I work at once a month, I would say people are on about four units a day, and their girlfriends are on two units a day. They share,
and that's too high for IUs a day, right?
Yes, it is.
Is that when symptoms become apparent?
Of the tendons of the people getting carpal tunnel syndrome, pain
down the
arm.
What about the distended stomach and that sort of stuff?
Well, that's true. Yes, you do have organomegaly, and there's a concern about that, of course.
Right, right, and then obviously. What about bone changes, you know, the brow changes and bone growth? Does that occur IUs?
It could in very high dosages, but you don't get, like, gigantism. Usually, like, at four a day. One would probably have to be doing 10 units or more a day, which some people, I've heard, do.
Well, I was just going to say, I know quite a few bodybuilders that profess that if you're not doing 10 IUs a day, you're not doing anything.
Well, they have a lot of money.
Well, it's inexpensive if you're having it shipped in from China. You can get it for a couple bucks an IU. So,
okay.
All right. That obviously, you're not discussing illegals because you have a practice.
I got a license.
Right. Exactly. All right. So, with that being said, what about blood pressure? How often is blood pressure ignored, and what is the damaging effects of that?
Okay, with blood pressure, damaging effects on the retina, on the eye, on the kidneys, on the heart.
What are the damages to the heart? Is there, again, are we talking about hemodynamics?
Well, hemodynamics is the heart pumps faster, it demands more oxygen and more blood flow. If the blood is even thicker, then it doesn't actually get through the heart vessels as quickly, and it could lead to ischemia and to decreased perfusion of those vessels.
So when we talk about high blood pressure, and we talk about the damage that it does to the body, is this something that almost always has to be dealt with medication, or is it adequate to do things like a lot of bodybuilders won't do long duration cardiovascular, or they'll ignore cardiovascular training entirely because they feel it impairs their strength. Is that pretty much a damning effect? Then blood pressure does go up?
Well, actually, larger bodybuilders who have a lot of vasodilatation, and you can see their veins, actually have lower blood pressure than the average. So, but the average blood pressure 120 over 80 is really an old folk's tale. We'd like to have it closer to like 100 over 60, because we know as people get older, then it gives time for it to go up a little bit.
I have to disagree with you. I really do.
Okay.
I have to tell you why. This constant pushing down of blood pressure, in my humble opinion, is an approach that the pharmaceutical industry wants to have everybody on a blood pressure medicine someday.
Yes, it could be, but I think especially if it's a family history of cardiovascular disease, I'd like to be more diligent.
Yeah. I mean, I just had, for a physical, I just had my blood pressure tested. My right arm was 120 over 76. My left arm was 122 over 76. And, you know, I mean, to me, that's great blood pressure. If I have to get it down to a 100 over 60, now I have to be on a medication. There's no way I'm going to get it down to 100 over 60. I train hard now. I do a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
I get good sleep. Carbohydrates make up a very, 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 very small portion of my diet. The only way I could do it is to start taking a med. And then I think about my great-grandfather, who lived to be 98, and my grandfather, who lived to be 96.
Yeah.
And they never worried about cholesterol or blood pressure.
Yeah, they never heard of a statin. Yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
And they drank wine every day.
Well, actually, as resveratrol, it helps with longevity. That's fine. But, you know, two glasses of wine a day, if someone's not an alcoholic, is fine.
I know someone. I'm not going to mention her name. I know someone who has a glass of wine with dinner and has done that for years. And when she had her lipids tested, I'm going to ask you if you've ever heard of this. Her HDL, they tested it twice because they thought the assay was wrong. Her HDL was 118.
I'd go for it. Her cholesterol is probably good, I would think.
Say what?
Her cholesterol was within normal limits.
Oh, her cholesterol was not only in the normal limits, but her HDL was above 100.
That's great. She's got some genetic gifting there.
I was going to say it's not the wine; it's the genetics. I know that we think that the wine also enhances that, but she's gifted genetically. There's no doubt.
I like
about
to think
it.
Age management helps us defy our genetics, and that's why I go into a deep family history. But go ahead.
No. I agree with that. All right. So what do you do when guys contact you and they say, "Look, I'm taking my own HRT. I'm taking 750 milligrams a week of testosterone." Do you immediately tell them that's way too much?
You know, I don't want to actually alienate them. I want to have them come into the medical system and talk with them about
right,
that.
Right, right.
So, no, you don't blast them, but you educate. And then some people just want to get their blood work done. That's fine. Knowledge equals power. So that's fine. So I don't condone or condemn it. I just listen, see what they're on. I'm not going to change their ways. It's just that I can help them see if they, on their own, if they want to change.
So theoretically, if I were to come to your practice and I were to say to you, "Dr. Nathan, I've been taking 500 milligrams of testosterone a week for the past 7 years, and let's do blood work," and you looked at my blood work and you really saw nothing untoward, and maybe and you said, "You know, your liver is functioning properly, your blood pressure is good," would you still recommend that I go down to 250 milligrams a week?
I would tell you what the medical guidelines would be, is to get you into the top 80 to 90 percentile of your age range. If you're there, no questions asked.
Okay, okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask Dr. Nathan about some of the drugs that are used to mitigate the harm when you are doing your own HRT. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Check this out.
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Many of us make our decisions on what ancillaries to use when we are on our own HRT programs from something that has been coined brotelligence. Somebody goes to a bodybuilding forum, they read a bunch of posts, and then they do what they read because they assume that the people who are posting are in the know. So, Dr. Nathan, what are some of the most damaging bits of advice that are given on bodybuilding boards for guys who are doing their own HRT?
I think as far as the dosing and combination of anabolic steroids is a concern. The other thing is, as far as when people recommend ancillary medications, such as finasteride, which is the same thing as Propecia, that can lead to erectile dysfunction, decreased libido, and you really have to have some monitoring as far as to see if they have how that's affecting their ejaculate amount and their fertility. The other thing is using aromatase inhibitors like Arimidex, which can raise the HDL cholesterol. We all need some estrogen. Estrogen is cardioprotective, and it also actually helps with decrease prostate cancer risk. So one might want to instead use an Ovidex instead of Arimidex.
Well, what about, I think the, and I don't know if I'm getting the terms wrong. I know that there's generic names. There's common broteligence on the board. If you're using a gram of testosterone cypionate or enanthate a week, they recommend that you take a milligram of letrozole or anastrozole every other day. Is that a damning idea? Is that a good idea?
I find that it actually lowers the estrogen too much. People probably could get away with anastrozole, which is Arimidex, a half a milligram three times a week.
Oh, really?
Because I'm seeing like less than 32 on everybody's estradiol, and you want to have a little bit of estrogen.
People, men don't realize that estradiol is so neuroprotective. It's the reason that men develop Parkinson's disease at an almost fourfold higher rate than women is because we lack the protective effects of estradiol, and women catch up to us once they go through menopause.
Yes, they do.
So this idea of you know, reducing estrogen levels in all tissue is very dangerous because the brain requires estrogen for a variety of different things. What about, now let's get back to the finasteride. When men take finasteride to block the conversion of DHT, you're right. They will lose libido, and erectile dysfunction becomes an issue. Is that, I've heard people say that finasteride has like some ridiculous half-life, like years in the body. Is that true?
I have to look it up. I'm not sure, but you see a lot of bodybuilders are on Viagra or Cialis who are taking finasteride.
Yeah, well, and interestingly enough, I've been told that some men who have taken finasteride just once never were able to get back to normal. And so that leads me to believe that maybe it really does have a high half-life. Why not just turn to progesterone? Progesterone has an anti-5 alpha reducing effect in and of itself. Why not just increase progesterone intake?
You could actually, and progesterone is very calming. It should be taken at bedtime. It wasn't part of the protocol that I learned, so I really can't comment much on it, but I do know that progesterone is calming, and if you're going to take it, you should be at bedtime.
Say that again. You should not take
progesterone at bedtime. It is calming and relaxing.
Right. Okay. And that's when they tell women who are on HRT to take progesterone at
yes,
bedtime as well.
Yes.
And, you know, topical progesterone may actually be beneficial to men who are losing their hair from high DHT conversion. You get a very, very small, like a 1% progesterone cream, and rub it into the areas of the scalp that you lose your hair before bed and let that sit in there, and that actually reduces the conversion to DHT. And because each hair follicle has two DHT receptors.
Yes, and that is why the gels like Androgel or Testum are not as good as injectable, because when you rub that on, you get into the hair follicle and you're making DHT.
Right, and let's take that a step further. Another reason why I don't like gels personally. If you're rubbing a testosterone gel on an area of skin that has some adiposity beneath it, there's going to be a higher conversion to estrogen as it passes through because of the interaction with aromatase.
Yeah, that's true. But I have some patients who don't like needles, and and if they don't, they can have the gel.
Then let's get back to that for a second. I have now been injecting, under doctor's prescription, twice a week, 125 milligrams of testosterone enanthate. I do Monday, which I did this morning, and Thursday. And I've been doing this since October of 2007. I used to inject in my legs, but it was just way too difficult, too painful. I always had soreness in my legs, so I moved to my hips.
Yes.
You mentioned before about sterilization. Whenever I do an intramuscular injection, I always completely bathe the area in alcohol. I naturally alcohol swab the bottle. When someone gets an abscess, what is it like? What does it feel like? How do you know you have an abscess? Because I've had painful injections where I've ended up with a lump.
Yeah, but it has to be hot, red. If it becomes an abscess, it should be fluctuant. and fever above 100.5 degrees Fahrenheit. So you want to have redness, swelling, tenderness, fever.
So your body, you actually develop a systemic fever. Your body temperature, you get a fever.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. So a lump, what precipitates a lump? Every now and then I'll hit a nerve. The muscle will actually twitch while the syringe is still in my buttocks.
You could reposition the needle.
I hate putting it in the first time. I'm not going to pull it out and put it back in, Doc.
I understand, but I wouldn't want to inject near the nerve because you compress the nerve, and that's why, like in the buttock, at the upper outer quadrant. So, you know, if you're feeling a twitch, you could change the position a slight touch.
Okay.
But and then when I've seen nurses give injections, they actually then will massage that area after they give you the injection.
Is that a good idea?
It is a good idea. It actually disperses the oil a little bit.
Okay. All right. So now let's stay on track for a second. I have had instances over the past several years where I personally do not jab the needle in. I push it slowly into the muscle to keep it relaxed. I've aspirated, nothing there. I push the oil in. But as I remove the syringe, I must have gone through a vein, but not injected into the vein. As I'm removing the syringe, there may be a droplet of the oil still on the end of the syringe, and it dissipates into my bloodstream. I get warmness. I get I feel like my breathing becomes labored. I have like this shortness of breath. I get this hot feeling and a panicky feeling. It dissipates usually in 10 or 15 minutes. What is that? Is that from the benzyl alcohol dissipating in my bloodstream?
Well, benzyl alcohol does make you feel warm. And so as you remove the syringe and needle as quickly as possible. Also, I use a 25 gauge needle. So if it is going to puncture something, it's not going to puncture something as large. You want to draw out with an 18 and then change it to a 25.
I use a 21. I draw with an 18 and I use a 21. I find the 21.
You can actually use a smaller gauge, like a 25, if you'd like.
Yeah, and then it's hard to push the oil through. That's the only
you
problem.
You just push.
Yeah, you have to really. Which is another question about injecting. Quite often, as I'm injecting, I'm kind of repositioning the syringe by accident, not because I want to. What is there danger in doing that? Can I now enter a vein that I wasn't in originally when I aspirated?
Small chance, but yes. If you find there's any kind of shortness of breath or the warmth, definitely aspirate a little bit. See if you get any blood there. If you do, then you would take the syringe out. And then I would square out the blood part that comes out, and then you could use it somewhere else.
Next question I was going to have. I have aspirated in the past when I used to inject in my leg, and I've hit a vein, so blood pulled into the syringe. I have just found a new position and injected the blood back in with the oil. Was that a mistake?
Blood's very irritating. What you can also do is if you leave a little bit of air at the end of the syringe before you put it into it, if you're going to go right into a vein, you could get some flashback.
What do you mean?
So if you have a little bit of air at the tip of the syringe, and then if you hit a vein, the blood will flow back into the syringe like a flashback.
Ah.
So that's one way that you can, a little bit of air is not going to hurt.
Okay. All right. Putting your blood back in isn't going to cause
an
abscess.
It's going to irritate you.
Gotcha. And then when you inject in the same spot twice a week like I do, how big of an issue is scar tissue buildup? Especially if I'm not thrusting the syringe in, I'm not darting it, I push it very gently, I don't seem to feel any scar tissue like I have in the sides of my legs when I used to dart them through my IT bands.
Scarring is an issue as far as absorption. I would rotate the site from buttock to buttock.
I do one on Mondays and one on Thursdays.
It can be injected in the shoulders. I have patients who are on 1 cc or less of testosterone cyprate. They actually can be given subcutaneously with a 27 gauge half inch needle.
I did that by accident one day, and you know what's interesting? I must have gone in my glute crooked. And actually come back out, or I wasn't in as deep as I thought I was, and I actually ended up with swelling underneath the skin. But my first sign that I had actually done a sub-Q injection was it felt like I hit a vein. The oil hit me so quickly that I got that shortness of breath, that warmth in my chest, like as though I hit a vein. And the next day I had a huge lump underneath the skin, like from inflammation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen that happen. But you can actually, like, just like someone would do an insulin injection in the abdomen, you pinch the skin, and then have a 27 gauge, oh, a half inch needle, poke it in, aspirate, and if not, you can actually put a half a cc or up to a cc of testosterone under your skin.
Doesn't it hit the bloodstream faster? It actually hits.
It's well absorbed that way. In fact, sometimes that's why bodybuilders do take Cialis or Viagra to increase the flow of the testosterone to the system. But it's very well absorbed, and the patients, since they're doing it in front of them, it's very controlled, and they feel better about it rather than going behind themselves where it's more awkward.
You know, I in all these years, I still get nervous right before my injection because I always think I'm going to hit something or one of those nerves is going to start twitching. I would love to do sub-Q injections.
And that's where I had learned when I after I did my training with Cytogenics and worked with a physician with 22 years of experience. He was giving testosterone sub-Q.
I think he's going to be on my show. Is it Dr. I'll know when I come back out of the break. I got to look at his email. But anyway, we're talking today with Dr. Joel Nathan. We're talking about mitigating the damage and other issues related to DIY HRT. If you have a question for Dr. Nathan, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll try to get the question in as quickly as possible. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Pre-workout products crank you up then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Joel Nathan. checking email now to see if anybody is emailing me questions. Email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and I'll try to get the questions in during the rest of the show here. We were talking about injections, which, you know, there's a lot of information about injections out there, misinformation about injections. And I think this is really where a lot of people get in trouble, when they start injecting themselves and they don't understand what they're doing. The number
use
one,
a new needle each time. I know.
What's that?
I know people who use a new needle each time.
Do people really not do that, Joel?
Actually, yes.
I mean, I can't imagine not using a fresh syringe for everything, including subcutaneous.
Well, I know. Yes, of course, but there are people that do.
Is it because they don't have access to syringes, so they dip
probably
them?
They don't have access to the syringes.
So what do? They dip them in alcohol?
Well, there's a teach and bleach approach that we use in chemical dependency, where you suck in bleach twice, and then you suck in water twice, and it cleans the needle and the syringe. But, you know, you're also putting an oil-based testosterone in there. Not just get a fresh syringe and needle.
What about the thoughts that the benzyl alcohol in the testosterone preparations kills any bacteria, so you don't have to worry about your source?
It does kill bacteria. But again, I did some reading before the show. You have to make sure that the crimper top is solid and it's not leaking out, because you can still get some backflow of bacteria in there. But the benzyl alcohol does kill the bacteria.
You know, Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale was on my show a few years ago, and we were talking about this exact subject.
Yes.
And he said that they had purchased, his group in Canada had purchased a variety of underground lab produce testosterone preparations, and he said the dosing was not the problem. Most of the stuff was dosed at, if not more than, what it was labeled, but the problem was the rubber plugs that they use for the crimping process, for the capping process, were contaminated, had dry rot on them, and so on and so forth. He said that was their big problem. So I thought that was interesting.
And that's a concern. Let's say those people who are getting the China growth hormone, if there's not a vacuum in that bottle, and if you put the syringe and you're dripping in the bacteriostatic normal saline, if it doesn't actually suck some of it in, there's a concern that there's air that's gotten into the small little vial.
And why is that a problem if some air got on there?
Well, it could be moisture, and then when you add moisture to the lyophilized growth hormone, you could probably have some deterioration.
Deterioration, and also some bacteria buildup, I would imagine, right?
Bacteria buildup. A lady that I know who was using it had a whole box, and it was cloudy. The vacuum seal wasn't there.
Now, some of the, like for reconstituting peptides, I like to use bacteriostatic sodium chloride solution.
Yes.
Does the sodium chloride solution, when it's bacteriostatic, have any effect to create a more aseptic environment once it's reconstituted with that, or will the bacteria live in that?
No, it actually will help it last longer.
Really?
Yes, 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 yes.
Is that right? Then why do they call it bacteriostatic?
Well, just it stops bacteria from growing, but it'll last longer. And that's the issue. I would use the normal saline, bacteriostatic, not just the water, but have some saline.
Yeah, right. And I like sodium chloride solution personally, because the pH is a little bit better. I had a guy on once that is very knowledgeable about peptides, and he told me that sodium chloride solution actually improves the lifespan of the peptide.
Yes.
And using just plain old bacteriostatic water does not. And so I thought that was pretty interesting. So if people are out there doing their own HRT and they want help, they have to actually come in and see you, right?
Well, they can write to me anonymously, let's say at rxmuscle.com on the Joel Nathan thread, and I will answer questions. But if they actually want lab tests and or, you know, true advice, it's for educational purposes on the web, but if they want truly customized reports for them, they actually do need to come in.
Right. And so, and in New York State, it's very, very strict. I mean, you have to see the patient.
Once a year.
Okay. And what do services generally cost with you?
My services come in for an initial evaluation is $600. And if they want me to prescribe for them, it's $600 per quarter. I'm not inexpensive, but I'm $3,000 a year. But it's much less expensive than other companies I've read about.
Like Synergenics, which is about $2,200 for the first visit.
They train me. I'm indebted to them, but yeah. some are more expensive. Yeah, but I let people use their insurance for their labs as well as for medications. Healthcare insurance usually does not pay for growth hormone, but it's very good about paying for the other drugs.
What is growth hormone running nowadays through a legitimate physician when prescribed?
There's one called Phazon that I give my patients, and they're paying about $700 for 8.8 milligrams, which is about 23 units. And if they use one unit Monday through Friday, it lasts them about a month.
Right, that's a month. So it's about $700 a month, you're saying?
If they're going to buy Phazon, for example.
Right, right. And then if they, obviously you don't recommend them using overseas pharmacies, but obviously some people do turn to overseas pharmacies.
If they do, I will provide them with syringes. You know, I don't want them to use, I will provide them with the syringes.
What about if somebody comes to you and says, I don't want growth hormone. I want to go ahead and buy GHRP6 from a peptide manufacturer. Will you supply them with syringes for that as well?
Yes. Any New York physician can give out 10 syringes at a time as a hepatitis and HIV measure. Plus, you can go to any pharmacy in New York State.
You know, more and more pharmacies are now, Walgreens has a new policy that they will not sell syringes unless you have a prescription on file.
Well, interesting enough, and this is something new in New York, is that I can call in syringes now, as well as the needles, without a prescription. I'm a physician, they know I'm calling. But I can actually write a prescription for the syringes, and as of several months ago, I can call them, which makes it much more simple for the patient and me.
You know, what baffles me is why does the medical industry draw the line with injection? Why is that something that only a doctor should be doing? I mean, clearly people inject vitamin B12 now. There's so many things that people can inject now that compounding pharmacists are now manufacturing injectable amino acids.
Yes, yes, I'm going to get into that actually, but yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I love that stuff, and I've used them, and I've noticed some changes in my body when I was using them. This was a couple years ago when I first started experimenting with injectable BCAAs and injectable leucine.
Exactly.
I just don't understand why Walgreens is taking this hard stance that they will not sell insulin syringes unless you have a prescription on hand.
Sorry, I know that New York State law, it depends on the pharmacy. Sometimes in the more ritzy neighborhoods, they don't let you do that. But you can get them. I promise. You're
supposed to. You buy them online. There's plenty.
Or actually, online. You can get them online. Or you buy a pack of 10 at Duane Reade.
Yeah, I was going to say they're a lot less expensive if you buy them online as well.
I see.
So what would you say to somebody out there who has been on their own form of HRT for the past few years? They feel like they're doing fine. They're kind of afraid to come in from out in the cold because they want to remain anonymous. Can they still work with you?
Yeah, I'd be glad to answer their questions on a board. They can call me up. I have worked with people and for a small fee. I have talked to them about what lab tests they should get, and then follow them up with that for a few months. But what I do on Rx Special is free and for to help the people.
So and really, what you would recommend is a complete CBC, lipid panel, and complete hormone panel. I would imagine as a minimum.
Yes, thyroid function test. Also, along with that.
But do you find that the use of certain anabolic steroids compromises the thyroid?
I believe so. I don't have the data right here, but there is a concern about that the thyroid is not going to be functioning as well.
Because estrogen plays a large role with the thyroid. If you're using aromatizable hormones like testosterone and enanthate, for instance,
yes,
which has a higher aromatization change than cypionate or even the shorter esters like propionate. Does that have an effect on the thyroid and thyroid hormone production?
I would have to look that up. I do not know.
Okay. All right. I would suspect that it does personally, but only because more estrogen, more thyroid, what is it called? Thyroglobulin?
Yes.
Binding. And so you would think that the thyroid would produce more hormone in the presence of higher estrogen levels in men. But I could be wrong about that, obviously.
And the thyroid helps when people are taking growth hormone, to take a small amount of additional, like say Cytomel. It makes the growth hormone work better.
I tried using Cytomel, and it changed my heart rhythm. I actually consulted with someone who is going to remain nameless at this point in time, and he told me that in certain doses in certain people that Cytomel does precipitate a change in cardiac rhythm and stroke. Have you found that?
It could increase the heart rate and cause arrhythmias. There's also Synthroid, which is not as strong.
Well, you know what I think it's from, to be honest with you? This is my own little summation here, but I think that when you take T3 in the absence of T4, I think that T4 does have some biological activity that we don't give it enough credit for. And I think that just taking Cytomel and that throws the balance, the ratio of T3 to T4 off. And I have a funny feeling that T4 does present some value in, especially in heart rhythm, in heart rhythm and cadence.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out for just plain Armour thyroid extract.
I like that the best, but I couldn't get that from Mexico without a prescription, so they didn't have Armour. I tried to get porcine thyroid, but they didn't have it. Because that has a normal balance of T4 and T3.
Yeah, you need about 1 grain a day.
There you go. All right, so let's go ahead and give the website again. Go ahead, you give your website.
It's www.evolve-medical.com.
Okay, evolve-medical.com. Dr. Joel Nathan, you can reach him there. Joel, thanks for doing Superhuman Radio.
Thanks, Carl. Okay. Have a great day.
All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.